What up, podcast listeners? It's your man Sam for the Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just Talk with Sam podcast. What up, y'all? Like we said last week, we was going to reach out to T-Biggs. We came up here. We did one of those mobile podcasts when we went to Grand Valley to go visit him. It's good to see my big homie because, quite honestly, he hasn't been around in the show for a while. And this is kind of what we talk about in the podcast. What have you been up to? Did his numbers go up after the podcast that didn't air aired? So we're going to find out all of that stuff. But before we get into it, I want to say thanks to all the people who donated via SamShowNation.com donate button. Thank you. I mean, you guys are helping keeping the podcast rolling, man. Keeping the free funny going. So, and those who didn't get a chance yet, it's still there. Go to SamShowNation.com on the promotions page or on the homepage. You can hit the donate button and you can give whatever you want, from a penny to $45 billion. That'd be great. But until then, let's just get into it. But before we do, let's get into our sponsor of the show today. That is American Express. American Express gift cards hook your people up. If you don't know what to buy them, cash is always a good option. Can't give cash, don't feel like sending it via the mail or snail mail or however you do it, you can always do it with American Express. Give any type of denomination you want, whether that be, again, a penny to whatever you feel like putting on that gift card. Give to your loved ones, and for whatever event they got specialized gift cards for birthdays, weddings, graduations, whatever you got. So, from there, hook your people up. American Express. For all that you do, there's always American Express. Well, we finna go ahead, hit this iPod, see what we listening to this week. We gonna find out Biggs and find out what he's up to. Give me a few minutes, we'll be right back.
I can't decide what the rhymes should lie. I push the lames aside, yeah. I can never front no why. It's not my style, no lie. Fuck all the talk. Time they'll burn. I can't decide whether life's a lie. I push the lames aside. They'll learn. I can never find no why. It's not my style, no lie. They'll never take me alive. King Wizard.
You love that. Little bit of new in that throwback. To the city, snake skin, step back. Niggas know the uniform. Keep the brim low. You doubt him. Don't know a damn thing about him. What is hip hop without him? Y'all niggas just really don't know. Go. All day, every day, hold on with all might. I gave the world my heart, and I gave the kids in sight. Yep, now fuck you, I ain't left. I'm out of my mind like all the time, and the nigga ain't missed one step yet, yep.
I can't decide what the pipes a lie. I push the lames aside, they'll learn. I can never front no why. It's not my style, no lie. Fuck all the talk in time, they'll burn. I can't decide.
Gotta give me something that'll make me feel good. I remember, couldn't tell a nigga nothing, and I wish you would. Niggas ain't working like me, had to put my bid in. All this rose gold, I'm dipped in just through cold while I coast through clouds. That's my life, babe. Crystal clear, no cascade. I'm going, I'm on a crusade. Save the kids from the weak shit. It's finally my world. Here are the girls, could be my girls. I just sit back, count stacks, girl. Hold a nigga down on the time, girl. What up?
I can't decide what the price is like. Push the lames aside, they'll learn. I can never front no why. It's not my style, no lie. Fuck all the talk in time, they'll burn. I can't decide what the price is like. I push the lames aside, they'll learn. I can never front no why. It's not my style, no lie. They'll never take me alive. King Wizard.
We'll be right back.
what's up, man? I'm sitting here with my man T Biggs on the podcast. Dug this motherfucker up.
Yeah.
I am glad that you back on the Just Talk with Sam podcast. Guy.
Seven miles finest in this boy.
Guy, it's been way too long since you've been on this motherfucker. It's my little homie that grew up, man. But he didn't come by himself. He brought Bree with him, man. What's up, man?
Yeah. What's poppin'?
My boy Bree.
Yeah, we got welcome him in. You on iTunes, Stitcher, Blackberry, Zoom. Roughly 100 some odd thousand people listen to you right now.
Big time.
So no pressure, guy. Yeah. All right. But I'll focus on this motherfucker a little bit. If you want to chime in, you're going to be my fact checker because I ain't been around this nigga for a year. And the last time we podcast, iTunes lost it. So it is what it is. Apparently, I was just getting on him because it's weird. It's like my little dude and grew up. I'm saying little, not as in size. He always been taller than the motherfucker. The motherfucker been 6 feet since he was in sixth grade. But this motherfucker... It's like seeing this dumb knucklehead in college. Yeah, all right, first of all, that shouldn't happen off the top. But you can hoop.
Your boy about to graduate in April.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I will never admit this. I don't like it.
Out of here.
I don't like saying nice things about him. Right, let me give you a little taste of our relationship. I cannot say public nice stuff about him.
He a TBS hater.
I am. I need whatever he get. I don't hate on him. I do.
Yeah.
Fuck that. You know, let's be real. I need to bring his ass down because if he on a 5, he going to be at a 10 in a minute,
you
guy.
You know him.
So, I bring him back down, but I am proud of this motherfucker. I can say that right now. You finna say some dumb shit. Like, I should have been on board with this the entire fucking time. But that's my homie. That's my boy, man. And quite honestly, he missing from the podcast. He been MIA for a while. Granted, he here hooping with y'all, doing the shit, and fuck around, bringing Bree up. He'll call in every so often, like, yeah, I'm finna fuck with this bitch. dead serious. That's how he starts every podcast. Hey, I'm finna fuck with this bitch. But first, I'm finna give you a couple 5 minutes of my time. Because he has a segment on the show called T Biggs Top 5.
Yeah.
If you've been around this motherfucker, I'm kind of reintroducing you. To the listeners, we got some new motherfuckers, but the same token, tell them shit you hang with them.
Yeah.
So, ain't a day go by. Do we do that top 5 shit with you?
No, he ain't been doing no top 5 shit with me, man.
Okay. Let me give you a little taste what top 5 is. All
right.
What this motherfucker used to do is the most annoying thing, but it's the funnest thing in the world. Out of nowhere, top 5, dead or alive, best rappers you know. Now, pop quiz every time. Then... All right, you get past that. Waited 2-3 hours. All right, top 5 motherfuckers. Who the wackest people you know, dead or alive. Keep going until it turns into, man, shut the fuck up. His shut the fuck up is different from my shut the fuck up because usually people are angry when I keep talking. But that's Biggs, man. I'm happy for him, man. And it wouldn't be me if I didn't fuck with him because his top 5 shit has worked. This motherfucker has finagled his way into my shit with the podcast, with the whole broadcast and everything. So now he kind of like shoehorned a segment called Top 5 on my shit. I just let it roll. And Biggs has been on mic for more than 5 minutes and has just get it out of the way, man. Just.
Hey, it's your boy T Biggs. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter. T Biggs spelled TBIGGS 313. You know, it's your boy, man. You know, I'm from 7 Mile, West Side, Best Side. Holler at me.
I have to deal with this shit every time.
I see.
This is my man, though.
He know.
he know. Every time he show up on this motherfucker, he will shamelessly self-promote whatever social media, anything he on. I remember back in the days, he used to rep his Facebook on this motherfucker. I didn't grow up, man.
Oh, yeah. Follow me on Facebook, too. Oh,
God damn it.
I mean, befriend me. Yeah, there you go. Befriend me. I'm sorry.
All right. So, since we're going to spend time with my man Biggs, what you did stupid this week? Just
what he did stupid.
You got to.
This week, he been kind of clean-headed, man. He ain't really did nothing stupid. This week.
You can look me in my face. Okay. You can look me in my face and say you did those. You didn't do anything stupid.
Define stupid.
There we go. I don't leave that shit alone. I don't let that shit go.
because I guarantee you're going to do some stupid shit. But before we get into it, I'm going to pull one of these questions that somebody took the time to send your ass on my shit. Another episode of Biggs Top 5. Biggs Top 5. Chief Bud. Hold on. Let me play your fucking theme song. Top 5 with T-Biggs.
5.
He has his own shit. Did you see how he just shoehorned his way? That's my dude.
I like that.
That's my dude. But Chief Bud. Not to me. This is my shit. Not to me. To him.
Chief Bud.
T-Biggs, what's your top 5 most overrated rappers?
Top 5 most
give it to him again.
Overrated rappers.
Give it to him again.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
5. I need some help with this, bro.
Top 5 most overrated.
Overrated.
I don't even count.
I'm going to say 2 Chainz, though.
He
won them. He won them.
No one can
do 2 Chainz won some. I'm not hating. I'm not a 2 Chainz hater, you know.
That's Chief Bud. You ain't talking to me, motherfucker.
I'm not a 2 Chainz fan either, but I say he probably one of the more overrated guys.
I agree with that.
Probably one of the most
2 Chainz.
I kind of like his music. We got Gotti.
Gotti
actually is underrated.
I think he's underrated.
I said Gotti the fuck well. Because this motherfucker going to stand up. Hey, you get the fuck out right now.
That's his man.
Gucci is right where he's supposed to be. He's right where the fuck he's supposed to be. No one can. I just repeat it, but Gucci is right where he's supposed to be. My top 5 overrated. If I had to throw it out there, I fuck with Drake. I'll take Drake. I would take Drake because
overrated.
Because this motherfucker has not said shit to me at all. Where I'm just like, all right, man, give it. I don't even cut that nigga right where the fuck he's supposed to be. He owes us shit. And he's not overrated. He just owes us 2 more albums, man. After that horrible ass Paris shit, I don't even count that. Rick Ross is very overrated.
Rick Ross might be overrated.
I don't know if I can call him overrated, man. Top five though. In no particular order.
Why is he overrated as a rapper?
Why is Rick Ross? All right, if I cut the last 3 albums about the same thing. And y'all motherfuckers are raving about it. His flow ain't changed, ain't shit changed, but y'all niggas rave about it. That bothers the fuck out of me. It's not a hating move. I'm just like, do something that you got your fan. Like the first album, I ain't got nothing to say about that. The first album, I ain't got shit to say about
first
that.
The second album and the third one.
That guy can judge me. Was it something God judged? You know what I'm talking about, right? The last one.
Port of Miami, Trilla, and...
I ain't got no problem with. Trilla.
Third one, man.
Trilla, I just...
Deeper in the rap, I think.
Trilla, I blame Sophomore Court. Curse.
I think it was Deeper Rap. Deeper in the Rap.
Yep.
Then was his second album.
Yeah. I gave Sophomore Jinx to. I'm like, all right, nobody's sweet on their second album.
Nicki Minaj, one of the most...
I would say Nicki Minaj.
She's top five.
Yeah, fuck it. Nicki, but...
You got 2 Chainz, Nicki Minaj.
Rick Ross.
I can't say he's overrated.
I couldn't put him in top 5.
Because you say he rap about the same shit over and over, but take a look at Jeezy. That's my man. That's my right hand. That's
Jeezy.
That's Jeezy getting there.
But everything he earned, he right where it's not too much.
But it's the same shit every album.
I get you.
And they is raving over that.
If I didn't listen to this shit on the way here, he would have been in my overrated. But nah, he went down a peg. And technically, he's not really a rapper, so you can't. I can't even use him. DJ Khaled. He's not really a rapper. He just did the same. He make mixtapes. It's what it is. It's a mixtape. He just find motherfuckers, hey, and y'all cut verses. It's not really him. Technically, he make the beats and shit, but he's not spitting. We need one more to help this motherfucker out.
I'm trying to think. I be seeing, you know who I think overrated? that's just me, and I hope you listen to hear this shit. KRS-One, I really think he overrated. I seriously think he...
I'm mad at this motherfucker right now. Hey. KRS-One.
KRS-One.
Bullshit.
I hear old heads talk about him, and I really, really listen to my man. I really listen to him. Like, okay, I'm going to listen to him. All right. Y'all think he's this high lyrical...
Yes!
Dude. He say some of the simplest shit.
Woo, woo. That's the sound of the police. Woo.
Come on, D. Yeah, I really listen to all them. I listen to all them old guys. I listen like Big Daddy Kane. I really listen to him. Like okay, you know, Rakim. I really listen to him. Like, okay, but I listen to KRS-One and I got mad because I listen to KRS-One and I really got mad because everybody thinks he's like top 10 lyricists of all time. He's not top.
What?
70.
Not what? Not now. Not now. No. No, by,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, by no means
you,
now.
Rakim, he can still rap with these guys today.
For his time, he was the shit.
KRS-One, he can't rap with these guys.
For his for his time, he was the shit.
Cool, KRS-One?
KRS-One. For his time.
Y'all was feeling y'all. Okay, y'all was feeling.
That's like me putting up. That's like me putting up Jordan and LeBron. I can't do that.
No.
I can't.
Because Jordan was ahead of his time. Just like Biggie. Biggie can rap with these guys. He was ahead of his time. Like, you know, guys like that, they was ahead of their time. Like, KRS-One, he just sounded good at that era, even though he was ass. He wasn't really that good like that. Like, he wasn't like everybody had it. He was really over it. He definitely in my top five.
All right. I guess we got five.
We got Nicki Minaj. 2 Chainz.
No, hell no.
He definitely
stays. Two Chainz is at the one, guy. Yeah. Nobody else
Minaj,
going to that bitch.
2 Chainz.
He just said, I just heard a lyric in his last song that threw me.
When I listen to 2 Chainz, I'm just like, what? When I listen to 2 Chainz.
I'm different. You heard that? I'm different.
Man.
It's now I'm different. It's a nice beat.
That's fire, man. My underrateds, man. We did that shit last time. Underrateds are still the same. Niggas who just...
What you say?
I called out my underrateds. That kind of changed a little bit, but the two...
Yeah,
my
Common
two,
and Most Def or something like that.
Yeah, they exactly what they supposed to be. Two ain't changed. Childish Gambino has not changed. Underrated. A lot of motherfuckers slept on him. And my man, Kid Cudi.
Yeah, I'll probably sleep on him too.
What? Look, he loves weed. My three was Wiz Khalifa, but now that shit didn't level out. That
Wiz the fella. Hello.
At the time.
Matter of fact, he in my top five.
Overrated.
Wiz Khalifa. Oh my god, I'm glad you said something about it.
Wiz.
He definitely yes. Wiz. I really can't stand Wiz.
That album he cut with Snoop, he could have kind of kept that shit, but everything else.
That shit.
He could have kept all that shit.
But,
that Coming Home, God, what is it? No, not Coming Home. And that he could have kept that shit. I felt, it's just random motherfuckers walking back. All right. Fuck it. Let's just get down to it. Can I ask a question? I want to ask a question before I ask some of the questions motherfuckers asking him on my shit. Do we pull holes as much as he say he does? Is the Twitter... Now, I'm talking about Biggs. Every
hey,
other...
Rob, hey, we got
does
my
he?
Hold on. Stop. We got my man, Rob.
Rob on me.
He don't
want
to
get on
the mic, though. But he can come vouch if, you know what I'm saying. If
you talk loud, we can pick artist. You up. Okay. Hold on. Is Biggs lying? That's all I want to get to. You can call them hoes. You can call them girls. You call them whatever the fuck you want to call them.
It's not
get
really like, it's
no
not
ass.
Like.
The nigga don't get no ass.
Thank you.
No, I'm bullshit. I'm bullshit. Hey, I ain't going to hold you up. My man.
Because.
Knock him. My man knock him down.
It's bro. Hey, whatever you do, take care of yourself. But, like, I see the tweets and shit like that. I'm not around this motherfucker like I used to be. And I read tweets or I talk to this motherfucker. Every other tweet is an illusion or, like, some type of I'm about to smash moment. Like,
no,
it's
no,
like...
Hey, no, that's I don't even talk like that on Twitter.
It's... No, Mo.
No, period.
Because I straight up fuck Twitter. I called him. I'm like, look... Are you really? He's like, yeah, dog. Finna go to a party right now. That's how he talk. He's,
hey,
like,
we got my man's Tone down here too. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to ask him something, you know what I'm saying?
See, his, like his voice, he sound like he running from something. That's what. That's how I know if he telling the truth or not. If Big slow down, that motherfucker is lying to you. If his, like, Big sound like everything he say, he's running. He's about to just sprint right now. I'm like, yeah, dog, I'm gonna go smash right now. But if he slow that shit down, he is lying to you. And when I called him up straight up.
I don't lie on my job.
How long ago? It was a couple months ago. I was like, really, dog? Are you really about to smash? I read. He was like, yeah, dog.
Hey, last episode. Can't. Last episode, we gonna tell.
Yeah,
people.
I tell the truth.
Last episode,
you called.
We had a segment. We had a segment, and the discussion was about how many girls I hit within a year.
Yes, we made a bet. That is true. I would, like, if I got an email, iTunes or whatever, they lost that shit. But if they ever give it back, me and him, we sat down and mathematically broke down the hoes he will get in a year. That number broke down to somewhere around 16 out of the year. So he averaged.
No, that was
at that time.
Yeah.
At that time, it was like, so.
It was supposed to be, because this thing, it was supposed to be 12 for that year.
It was supposed to be 12.
And I ended up getting 16.
But he had a good July or some shit.
Yeah. I went crazy like COVID.
He had a good July. Four others came in the rotation. So we broke it down. His pussy ratio is about 1.3 out of the year. At any given time out of the year, he gets like, so I guess three is like a hand job or something. He smashed once for every hand job he get with some shit. It's some weird math. I wish I had that shit with me so I can really show it to y'all.
Are those
These are... Yeah, these are, we did the math, and he called all his people. Compared to myself, no, he's totally whipping my ass. I'll be the first to admit that. Like, I did not have the consistency of a 1.3. I'm sorry. I did not have it. I will have three good months and three bad months, but the good months were good months.
Yeah, yeah.
In high school, I'd be the first to admit, from 98 to 2002, Sam McClain, king of the HJ, nigga. King. Bullshit. I had to negotiate. That is negotiating. Like, no, that's negotiating. That's what that was. That was legal. I had to do that shit. I can tell you where I was. Stark Ratchet. What's up, Detroit? If y'all know what I'm talking about, Stark Ratchet, 15 mile and Ratchet, right in front of the tree. We gonna smash or what? Girl, just look at me. Mm-mm. It was always, when you hear that, mm-mm. All right, so you gotta get that I'm in control voice shit going on. Like, all right, fuck it. We not going to smash. All right, that's cool. That's cool, because if I say we are and we not, that's raping. I ain't got time for that shit. But here's, what are you willing to give up? And she was like, I give you a kiss. That's not too much, man. And then I would bring it on home every time. Just touch it. I would just every time. Hey, just touch it.
Oh, my God.
Just touch it. Just touch.
Hey,
that's living proof right there.
You recording, right?
I'm recording.
Okay, all right, man. Set them all down, baby. Set them all down.
Hey, join the club, man. Hey, that's it. I did what I was supposed to do in that situation. If you can't smash, what's the thing? If you don't make the point, you got to get the boards, right?
Get the boards,
so, man. Like, it is what it is, motherfucker. Just, all right, hand job. And it was some of the most... But I don't have to. That's the thing. It's more enjoyable watching you look uncomfortable. See, that's too much. If you tried to kiss it, you gotta. It's the velocity of the hand job. See, I can teach a class on this shit. It's like because, man, it worked. You got with me when I was battle tested, motherfucker. I could negotiate patties like a motherfucker when she got with me. Goddamn, I was the Sam Bernstein of patty dropping. I didn't have to, motherfucker. Hey, say what you will.
He seemed like,
hey, I can't get you to the championship game, but I get you to the playoffs like a motherfucker, dog. That's how I was. I get you to the playoffs. I can't guarantee a smash, but, you know, I guarantee a good hand job.
That's what I do now, though. That's what I do now to my fellas, you know what I'm saying? My new guys got on the team, you know what I'm saying?
You coaching!
I get them to the promised land. Like,
I mean,
like, hey, this my man, you know what I'm saying, baby girl, you know. Introduce them, you know, he's a cool guy, and they click like that, you know?
All right, but before we get way off subject, did your numbers go up from that? No, I'm asking them. Fuck you. All right, 1.3 at any given month, you can. It is one chick that he is consistently smashing, and is, I guess, a hand job somewhere where he probably get, has that number went up or down? This was a year ago. Close to a year ago. Close. A couple months.
Was it last year? Or the year?
Yeah, almost.
No, it was the year I came. It was the year I came to this school, so it wasn't last. Was it last year?
It was a couple months. It wasn't a full year. It was around your birthday.
It was 2011.
Yeah. So, did his number go up or down? Because if I ask him, then of course it went up. So, did that number... This is why I'm asking this question. I have not been around him. And Biggs, I used to fuck with him all the time because high school Biggs. Let me give you a little taste of high school Biggs. He is probably not this guy no more. That guy was a curtain rod. I called him a curtain rod. What does that mean? He's a panty dryer. That's what he'd do. That's what he is. That guy was a curtain rod. He will say some dumb shit. And fuck that up. He will have the lane, guy. He will have the lane all set. Go. You got the thumbs up. All you got to do is just show up. He will say some dumb shit. It's over.
I do say a lot of dumb shit, though.
He will say dumb
shit. But you learn. You know what I'm saying?
You live and you learn. Yeah. This is the only motherfucker, like, I'm proud of him now because I know he don't do this shit. There's no way he'll still be living. If he did some of the dumb shit he did this shit. I taught him how to hide porn from his mom on his computer. No bullshit.
I taught him how to hide porn from his mama
because, you know, they used to share computers. I told him a little trick. I was like, hey, you need to put this in a file called homework or some bullshit that nobody will ever look at. Like tax returns or some shit. Just put some shit that no one will ever look at. Call me back. That shit worked, dog. Had God knows how much porn. But this motherfucker.
I still got the computer. It don't work, though.
But this motherfucker, he would do dumb shit. This is why I used to fuck with him, calling him panty dryer. Because if he just shut the fuck up, everything, he just go a little bit too far in the storyline. He would watch porn for the story.
Man, hell nah.
Bullshit.
Hell nah. I can tell you. That's a waste of time.
You were with...
Huh?
When we was at the paint store.
I was watching porn to see which ones I want. I was on your computer.
Yep.
I'm like, all right, I'm going to see which ones I want. I was watching. Okay, let me see what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, you was watching for the story.
Nah, hell nah.
Like, it was a real fucking movie.
I was watching the porn.
This motherfucker... I tell you the name of this. And if this ring a bell, don't lie on it, nah. It was called Big Booty Holes 4. It is, hey, that's what it was called.
The one with Cherokee on there.
Yep.
Yeah,
Big Booty Holes 4. Now, just off the top, if you heard the title by itself, you kind of know it's already. You know it's playing. You know what you're going to see, right? What you going to see? Big booty hoes. Not him. It's not him. He's like, hey, man, I just need to check to make sure that they are not lying. That they are not lying. And he sat back. He watched like 5 minutes of the porn. I'm like, Biggs, you ain't got it by now. I mean, it's not what it is. Then this motherfucker, without missing a beat, this motherfucker looked at me with all truth and sincerity in his eyes. Hey, man, let me just watch and see if she get the record contract.
This nigga is lying.
Am I bullshitting? Hold up,
hey,
Tasha.
Tasha,
am I lying?
He lying?
No,
but
he was like, I wonder if she get the part. I think she's auditioning.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I ain't asked her if she get the part or not. I remember it was.
You didn't ask me. No, you kept watching.
This is the porn. This was the porn. It was
like
it was like it was like it was like it was like it was like it was like American Idol.
Yeah.
It was kind of like American Idol. It was a girl, you know what I'm saying? She is standing right there. She'd turn around, start dancing, and then they'd judge her and shit like that.
And then the judge, you know, just like any other porn, the judge would be like, I don't know.
Yeah, pick her and then they're knocking
pick her and they go into the room or whatever. Like, you got to show me something else. And then they get the fucking. Yeah, then the judge get the fucking. During the fucking. During the actual fucking part. I want this motherfucker just sitting in the chair. Once you get the part, man. And I looked at him. I looked at this motherfucker. Yeah, we turned it off. And we looked. We both looked at him like, you bullshit. Immediately, I'm like, you bullshit. Because there's no, but like.
Hey. Hey.
To this day, I will watch the porn for the storyline just to fuck with them.
Hey, world, this is false. Don't believe this. It's not.
Look, if you don't steal, it's okay.
CBS don't get down like that. When I watch porn, I fast forward.
There's a piece of, because I'm a creep now. Hold on. I've got to the point where
and that's it. The back shot. I fast forward to that part. And then once I find it, I go back to how he started the back shot. Then I play it from there.
So you use it as a fucking tutorial now?
No, I fast forward. I look for the back shot. Right, I fast forward. Ooh, then I go to the back shot, and then I gotta start from the beginning. So I gotta go back some to the beginning. I don't want to miss nothing.
Did that sound like I was lying? Yeah. You heard that fucking long-winded explanation. Did that shit sound like I was lying?
See, they talking about I watched the storyline. Oh, how you doing, baby? What's your name?
This motherfucker said, I started at the end.
I don't watch that part.
This motherfucker broke it down like a science. All right, shit. You start at the end, right? You see what happens. Then you rewind that shit, and then you find out how we got here. Yes, they're like we start watching the porn parodies. Because now I'm creepy now at this point. I rock the ring. So now I can't just watch regular ass porn. There has to be a creep factor in it. So now I'm watching like the parody porns of regular ass movies, but it's like somehow working in fucking like Avatar. They made a porn based off Avatar, so it's like blue bitches with big asses.
What storyline?
That one, she had a nice little apple. It's not the biggest. It's not Cherokee by no means. But yeah, it was weird. It was like, all right, they didn't waste the paint, the cover from this shit. But all of this shit is blue. It was the weirdest shit in the world. Like, I'm not going to bullshit you. If I have my flash drive, I just hand it to him. Yes, it is. I will handle. Is the Avatar porn? They made one off Samsung.
I don't even watch porn like that for real. Watch like that for real.
I watch it as a tutorial because. Really?
I don't even have time for porn no more.
Before
school started though, I was watching porn a lot. But now school, I really don't have time. For
that
porn.
Explains the muscles. All right, I got you. I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah! Look at that! Yes, it is!
Both of them boys out here.
That's crazy. Alright, but back to his numbers. Did his numbers even change at all?
Shit, I don't even know, man. I don't even care.
I want to ask you. Everybody else want to ask you.
I don't know how many. I'm just saying.
Just if you could. Y'all live with the motherfuckers, so if you see who's leaving the house.
You know what it is?
That's hard to say.
You know what it is, though? They so used to it, you know what I'm saying?
God damn it.
Like, real talk, they so used to it.
I didn't realize what I just did.
Like, every Sunday, we go, you know what I'm saying, we go to this restaurant called Fresh, you know what I'm saying? And every Sunday, I give them a story, like, dog, I just hit two girls last night, bro. Like, damn, within the hour, you're like, you did? Like, yeah, I did, cuz. Like, damn, I get to, you know what I'm saying? We get to talk about it. And then it's huh? Yeah, I use a condom both times. But yeah, that's just what I'm saying.
Wait, oh, he's talking about the two girls. He threw me for saying, yeah, both times. I'm like, wait a second, I'm doing a math that we just did. Just two out of the.
No, no, I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, they just so used to it. They don't really, you know, it's nothing new no more.
Alright.
Crazy.
Usually, nah, room full of guys and with my wife. Y'all like, why am I keep asking him all these questions about his hoes and shit? Here's why I'm asking. His shit always find a way to fuck with me.
Alright.
And we got questions from allegedly some of the hoes he may have fucked with. Addressed to him on this show. I'm not bullshit. You think I'm lying? It's right there. I'm going to read both of them. Fuck that.
I'll read the one from Sherry.
I'm going to start with the one from Sherry. Just because.
Really?
Just because. Had you not said that shit, I would have let it slide.
What's up, Sherry?
First question, go to Biggs from Sherry. It's a three-part question.
See, this question is like gay, right?
This how I know you fuck with her. And I was like, I'm going to bring this shit up. Next time, this motherfucker on the podcast, I'm bringing this shit up. I carried this shit with me for like 2 or 3 months. All right. Do you know who Sherry is? Anybody know who fucking Sherry is? All right.
That's like a cougar.
It said, Sherry. It said, Biggs. This is what it just said. Straight up. Dressed up. Biggs, describe your first date. What did you do? Where did you go, and did you love her? You know this motherfucker. You know this. First, you can answer him in order. No one asked that.
I'm pretty
shit
sure
if you didn't know that.
I'm trying
shit
to think. My first date, I can't remember, but I know for sure I didn't love her. That's for sure.
Sherry at home would kill herself.
I'm not gonna be in love with her. My first date. It's not Sherry. That's not. I don't think it's. I don't know no Sherry unless she uses.
She probably use a fake name.
But I'm pretty sure I didn't love her. What was the second part?
Yeah, it was describe your first date. What did you do? Where did you go? And did you love her? So you knocked out the lover thing.
I knocked that out. I had to get out of the
quick. What was your first date?
First date probably was to the movies. Like in the 8th grade.
This bitch kill herself. This smashing that young, huh?
No, I ain't. No, hell no. I ain't touch her. Just went to the movies.
Why you got all quiet?
Nah.
I hit some emotional shit with his hands, dog. I hit some emotional shit. No, don't try to fart and cover that shit up. That motherfucker. He felt something with that shit. I don't know what happened. He was like, well, you know, I didn't. Yeah, he just trailed off. All right, you took it to the movies. What happened, man? She meant.
What movies was? I think it was.
She broke your heart.
What's the hell of that movie?
She broke your heart or some shit.
You got served.
You got served. That's the movie we're going
to see. I think Sherry is a real person.
She's like an alien.
And I think Sherry probably uses the alias, but she hurt this motherfucker because he got real quiet all of a sudden. Like, yeah, you know, B2K.
B2K. I mean, you got served. Yep.
Yo, keep up with this motherfucker? Do they have a laptop? Did they type this shit in a couple months ago? Sherry.
I don't know who that is.
Alright. Because it's weird if I get a question like that about your ass. That's like me. Alright, that's like y'all getting a question about me. Like, hey, next time you see this motherfucker, ask what type of drawings you bring. Like, it's weird. It's so weird. Someone has to know you. That's why I'm.
Maybe they're just curious.
Alright, man. Alright, I go with you on that. I think it's bullshit, but fuck it. I ain't got enough time to waste on that shit. Next one come from Christina. Another female who went out to Biggs. Said, Biggs, if a girl asks you to completely undress in front of her on your first date, would you do it?
Damn. I don't know. I probably would. It's depending on, you know what I'm saying, the circumstances, you know.
I top Christina. You sure you don't know Christina?
I don't know Christina. You asked me that like a million times. I probably do know Christina. I don't know. First day. It depends on how much I like her.
Please elaborate. Fuck that. Right, you ain't been a lawyer in my ass. It depends on how much.
You know you got them girls that the man a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Like,
because you're about to go out now.
Yeah, what time is it?
Is nine, almost 9:30.
You got some girls that want a little more. You got some girls that just want to fuck, basically, you know? Girl that just want to fuck, basically. I probably won't, but a girl that won't, you know what I'm saying? You probably got to do more for her. I probably would.
Like, that sounds weird. Like,
that's
if,
backwards.
Yeah, it's backwards. I know. It's like, if you just want to get...
A girl that, you know what I'm saying, that want more, like, you gotta do shit, you know what I'm saying? I don't feel comfortable doing it, but I probably just... Like, fuck it for her, you know what I'm saying? Well, any other girl is just wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
But if you, yeah, that's backwards. I would you want this? Because if you're about to fuck, just.
No, because it's not.
Go, and you out.
You ain't got to get naked. Most time, I don't even get naked. If a girl I don't like, I don't even get naked. I'm shorts halfway down. I still got my shirt, my drawers. I still got everything. My shit just be halfway down right here. Done.
That quick, huh?
Just that quick.
That quick, huh?
Hey, bro.
Done. Done. Not a lot of repeat customers. Ugh, it's only going to take 2 minutes of your time.
Yeah,
thank you, man.
2 minute king, for real. Like,
you shouldn't brag that shit, man.
If I don't care about you. I don't give a damn. How many? I'm not trying to make love.
I'm just saying. It's just, you don't want the word getting around.
Hey, see, no. The thing is, I really don't give a fuck, and that's why I think that's what attract girls. You know what I'm saying? Because I really don't give a fuck. And then once I get mine off, That's all I'm trying to do is get mine off. I get mine off. I don't care what you. I don't even care. I don't even need to know your name. I don't even know where you're going after. I don't even know nothing. I just want to, you know what I'm saying, get that off first. I'm done. You know what I'm saying? I don't even have to see you no more. We don't even get to, you know what I'm saying? I probably wouldn't even know you like that, for real.
But
if it's a girl.
I would think I'm
going to. If it's a girl that took me a minute, you know what I'm saying? Like a girl I kind of like a little bit. Then I'm going to, you know what I'm saying? It ain't going to be 2 minutes.
I'm just saying, man. If you.
Be,
it's five.
It might be about 30. Might be a couple
this
hours.
This motherfucker went from 2 seconds to 30 minutes.
It might be a couple hours, for real. Depending on how I'm feeling, you know what I'm saying?
So, all right. Biggs, you just said this shit. Keep in mind, you just said, if you don't love them, if you don't give a shit.
Depending on the girl. Like,
depending on the girl.
Like, hey, you know, I didn't.
You didn't even pull down your shirt. You gave us
a
whole
if it's a girl. If it's a girl, it took me a while. Like, damn, it took me a while. Like, I had to actually put time in. I'm not just going to 2 minute her, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to double back.
None of the shit you just said, basically. Because if you spent more time, I would imagine, yeah, you want to show out a little bit.
I like her, you know what I'm saying?
But you don't want, if you getting on a consistent basis, you don't just want to be like,
and
I'm out. You don't want to do that shit.
This is the first time I'm hitting her. I'm trying to make her double back.
You don't want a motherfucking second guessing you, man.
I like it. All right. I'm just going to use an example. I don't want to put no girls on blast. I'm just saying.
You ain't got to say names if you don't want to, man. Right.
I'm make up a name. Jane and...
Yes!
I wouldn't give a fuck.
Look.
I wouldn't give a fuck.
See, that's what me and you differ. I believe in the network.
Hey, see,
I believe every
fuck,
female know fucking each other. And second...
They probably ain't gonna say that, but the thing is, I wouldn't give a fuck. Like they can be like, oh, that's your weakest.
Look, granted,
like, I feel like I'm at a status that it ain't gonna hurt me regardless of what, you know what I'm saying.
Every fuck scenario I had, I treat like a goddamn decathlon because I was every goddamn time because I know these bitches talk.
See, but so the thing is,
every
though,
goddamn time, I only got one rule. Knock it out. But you better believe I'm gonna be in that bitch like fucking Ali, cause I need at least a thumbs up. If I'm walking past you on campus, motherfucker, I wanna, you know, I wanna, all right. Hey, that's my nigga right there, all right. See you Thursday.
I know they do. That's probably why my number's up. That's probably why my numbers like they are, you know what I'm saying? Because girls talk.
On the decline, motherfucker. That's where you had it.
See, no, only reason my number's probably on the decline, like, as of right now, because I got a girl now. So that,
oh, God, so that's where all that love shit came from. That's where it is.
I got a girl now.
Well, if I, you know, if I, it depends on the girl, and if I love, so I don't want to say her name.
And I don't cheat on her, so. Yeah, cause I really like her. That's what I'm saying. Like, I really like her.
Don't get this motherfucking credit for shit he's supposed to do.
This T-Biz right here. We're gonna tell the world. I give her a special treatment.
What is special treatment?
Special treatment. 4 minutes. This is hours. This is hours winding down. Yeah.
I mean,
but she get the whole nine. She get the massage. She get the whole foreplay. She get all that. She get the whole.
First of all,
I ain't that romantic.
That motherfucker didn't grew up, but that is the same motherfucker we didn't grew up with. Yeah, goddammit.
I ain't really.
Biggs, he will. Alright, tell me if I'm wrong. This is your game right here. Let me see if I can decode.
That shit probably wrong.
Look, this is why I'm testing this shit out. Alright, your numbers been what they are, whatever. Now you got the special girl.
Yep.
Your words, not mine, motherfucker. Your words. Special you girl. Treat her special.
I treat her special.
I want to meet this motherfucker, but fuck it. You treat her special, so let me get this straight. Nice, nice evening at TGI Fridays. You let her get the what do they call it? The Jack Daniels chicken, you know, the appetizer. And she can get one and a side, nigga. She get an appetizer and a side. Then you bring her back to essentially your room, the rape cottage, where.
See, thing with her, I really like her. I don't even have to have sex with her. I just like her company.
Hold on, whoa. You gonna have to. You don't care about sex. You just want
to
have.
No. I'm saying, I ain't gonna say I don't care. I said I don't have to have sex with her. Like she can come.
Okay. Yeah. That's the rule because. God damn it. I ain't been around you in a year, but I know you ain't break the number one rule. Number one rule. Guys are okay with not fucking. Guys are not okay with can't fucking. It's a difference.
It's a huge difference.
Yeah. Huge difference.
Yeah, it is.
When this motherfucker start getting on her, whatever, and start kicking out the demands, you know, she walk home, I'm the bad guy because she. All right, when you get there, you can use them. When you get, but this motherfucker Biggs was like, I wanted to clarify that shit because, you know, Biggs, he's a big softy. He is what it is. He pulled his shit. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
I know. You know what? For the last two, three, whatever, I've been like despised on having a girl. I'm like, I'm not about to have no girl. I just want to knock every girl I see down. Every girl I like, I want to knock her down.
Oh, you mind cheating? All right, you go there. You go there. Yeah. This.
Nah, you know what I'm saying?
All right, that's level. He in commitment right there. Cause that creep shit come in. He getting that little creepy shit in his mind now. Huh? Nah, creep shit still there, guy. Creep shit. I'm telling you, as a veteran, nigga, I got this. Creep don't go nowhere.
Oh, yeah, I'm not gay. You know what I'm saying? I still look at the girls. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
I do some. You know what I'm saying? But
like in my mind, there's some creepy shit going on up here. That like I don't even want to think about you and some of the shit that goes on up here. Like you gay up here. You are real gay. I love you, but you gay as hell up here, nigga. You are gay as hell. You and the girl from the from the Baskin Robbins at the mall? You know what I'm talking about? Well, I don't think she know. She real gay. Like it's weird. It's like fruit and fat asses is great, nigga. Like, I. Sorry. That's my own creepy. You been quiet on this motherfucker. You got some creep shit going on with you. No, I ain't the only one.
I just be out here chilling, man.
Alright, good enough. Good enough. Look at this motherfucker. I didn't lower the bar. That's smart. Your first time on the goddamn podcast. Don't. Wait. Two or three more times you get on mic. Some stories gonna come out about your ass. This motherfucker wasn't all put together. Then now he's in love. Yeah, it is. As a guy.
I thought about it. Like, you know, last year I kind of had an off year. As far as basketball in school, you know, so I was always mad and shit. But now I feel like I'm happy. You know what I'm saying? I'm more focused. I'm focused on basketball. I'm more focused on school. You know.
That is the fucking Kobe Bryant NBA speech right after he got caught fucking. Right after. Well, I'm more focused now. I go back home to my wife and kids and You know, I feel. But this, I know. Just knowing me is a hindrance to your career. I know that off the top. So I want to apologize right now because I have stopped you from at least 2 endorsements. Personally, it's not a hate move. Just the amount of shit you have admitted on this podcast. Not just this one. I mean, all the other ones. You talked about the Asians last time. You talked about living down the street from a motherfucker with a red dot over his house. You did the little sex offender thing, and your entire neighborhood is full of sex offenders. So, yeah, I'm with you. So if I can help in any way, I at least owe it to this motherfucker. I want to thank this motherfucker for showing up, just coming back. I get a chance to hang with I keep calling you my little man, like my little brother. He got his head on straight. His numbers have not increased. In fact, it went down since he fucking with one girl now.
Which is cool. It's my
that choice. That he treats special. You do realize I am going to edit like at least 5 Babyface songs when you talking about this girl.
That's cool. I ain't
okay, because cool. I ain't got the iPod hooked up. Can you repeat that?
It's cool.
No, can you repeat?
You ought to try to edit that.
No. I heard it, motherfucker. It ain't like I can't rewind this shit and isolate what you just said. That's my baby. That was just goddamn adorable. That is fucking adorable. But I will say this. You a senior, right? You a senior.
Last year.
That's the only way that's cool. Nigga, if you was a junior or below,
yeah,
I would smack the shit out of you.
Do that shit. That's what I'm saying. When I came here last year, I was a junior. I went crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Like, when your brother gay. Just get it. I'm sorry. Your brother's not gay. He's on a waiting list. He on his way. Like,
damn.
No, I'm dead serious. Like, some of his mannerisms, I'm not, like, hoeing him. This is fact. He's, like, it's not. Yes. Your brother is. He's a bear.
Damn.
He's a bear, but he's still gay. He like the rough gay guy. That's what he is. He's gangster gay.
I have my cousin. Gay as hell, but he's thug.
And I'm not shitting on the gays.
Big as hell.
Yeah.
You see him, you think he like, man, like that nigga hard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he hard for no reason, motherfucker. Like, and I'm not shitting on. I got a gay cousin. And my gay cousin. Yes, he is. He's very gay. My gay cousin Nate, and I love him. He's the only gay person I know who got a divorce and lost. I didn't know who to fucking root for in that trial, man. I was watching this shit like, this is happening. This motherfucker lost his shit in a gay divorce.
Damn.
First of all, all of that shit was confusing. I still don't got the details. He will not answer my calls. I want this motherfucker on the show just to break down what the fuck happened. He lost his car. He lost his house. Last time I checked, he was. No, he took it in the butt, and then a judge made him took it up the butt, man. Like a judge, it was on some weird shit, man.
Yeah,
he
bad.
Lost his shit in the gay divorce. It was crazy. But anyway, back to Biggs. Biggs, I'm happy you found love. I'm happy that your number. I'm happy we got the truth on some shit. And it just hit me why you really couldn't answer these fucking questions, because you connected now. If this shit break off, the second this shit break off.
Nah,
hey, Sam, you got Sherry email address on?
She ain't gonna never hear this radio. She ain't gonna never hear this.
Nigga,
this
I'm tweeting her
right
tonight.
Here. She ain't gonna never hear this podcast right here.
I will tweet.
I'm gonna make sure of it. She don't never hear this podcast right here. Then we straight.
So everything I say, all the Sam Show Nation stuff, all this stuff, just like, we're going to block Sam until next week.
I retweeted and everything. She's not going to go to the link. Let me listen to this. See what, you know,
what type of phone she got?
iPhone.
Oh, you fucked. You are
I'm saying, I just
fucked.
Know she's not going to do that. Like, she's not really like.
You are. The only way she can, only phone she could really have and not hear me. Metro PCS is the only
everything else, guy. She's not gonna stop and like listen to it. Right? That's what she's not gonna do.
If you own it, And, you know, you're special to her.
I tell her I'm on it. Like, yeah, I'm on this radio. Like, me and Bree was on it, too. She's not going to go listen to it. She don't really care like that.
She don't care about you? He really didn't, and he didn't answer them fucking questions other than, like, getting naked for a special person. And you can easily do that bullshit. Like, I was talking about you the whole time. Like, I know, bitch. I know. That's what you would have did. Just be honest with me, God.
What?
If she did call you on that shit that you just answered about getting naked on the first date, you like, I was talking about you the whole time.
Hell no. I don't lie. See what I'm saying? We don't lie to each other.
All right, fuck it. Before we get out of here, I got like roughly 10 minutes left. What is the most truthful shit that you told her now?
Truthful shit.
You know what I mean? Like where she had to, she could have thought about that shit and left, and nobody would have blamed her.
I don't know. Because you know what? I tell her everything. She know everything about me. So I don't know what's the most truthful. Everything. She know everything. She
all
know
right.
My whole background.
So, I got to be honest. I'm finna answer.
You know what the fuck up part is?
What?
One of her friends she went to high school with, she was like this with.
Uh-huh.
I fucked before I went with her. Like, and it's just like, this is her friend. They kind of like, this is when I started liking her. It's kind of like,
all right. I got you. This is before her, but
this is before her, yeah. But this is her, like her. You know what I'm saying? Like,
are they still tight?
No, they not cool no more.
I wouldn't think so.
So that might be the worst shit. I don't know. Like,
yeah, they sit. This is
her friend. Didn't really have me. I just hit her.
You gave that 2 minute speech and that was it. You gave it a 2 minute boy.
I gave her 2 minutes.
You know what? I was right. Oh, that shit is not true.
I really think
that shit is not true. I am. There's a lot of thirsty. No, it's a lot of. It was a lot of thirsty hoes and transactions I had. Like, we were just like, all right, we together today. All right, I appreciate the thirsty. I'm not not Bree. I'm with thirsty.
Yeah,
I'm cool with thirsty. Shit, I'm hiding Gatorade from you, but like I love thirsty. That's my brand of choice. If I had to pick, because a thirsty girl is gonna cook for your ass. There's gonna be some whatever price of steak and lobster. Thank you for doing this shit. I gotta go. Go ahead, you know. And that's why I'm creepy. That's why, you know, look, it is what it is. I go to Macomb Mall. I see the girl at the goddamn Dairy Queen. Huh?
Oakland Mall?
Yeah, Oakland Mall. Sorry. I'm Macomb Mall. That's a whole different thing. That bitch is barely open. Macomb Mall. You right. No, it's a Detroit show. We kick it out. Google it, bitch. I know I'm national. Google it. But right there at the Jamba Juice, if you got a big ass and work at Dairy Queen, the same shit. It's two signs, depending on what side you walk up on it. No. I said not Jamba Juice. I like how the you weren't looking. Wait, do y'all check out each other? Do y'all? That's what I told you. Every female is a little gay. Just a little gay.
Yeah.
Just a little gay.
That's true, man. That's true.
That's real true.
You might think it, though.
Hey, oh, shit. We different one. I'm fucking with Biggs. Hey, shut up, man. We only got, like, 7 minutes left. We forgot to do all the shit that makes money. Do it later. Fuck this. I'm gonna get paid today. Hey, fuck. Alright. Hotels.com. Like, there's no real way to just jump into this shit. Hotels.com. If you like Biggs and cheating, or, you know, you got a special girl, but nah, I'm not gonna do that shit. She ain't listening no way! But anyway, if you're going out on a business trip or you're going out with the family, you in need for a hotel, or you just cheating, fuck it. Go to hotels.com. Hotels.com has over 154,000 hotels in more than 60 countries with over 3.5 million hotel reviews to help you out for your next your next best and greatest deal. Find the right location. Whether you are traveling last minute as a family or need a hotel for business, they have the right hotel for you. If you go to SamShowNation.com under the current promotions, click the link. Go ahead, go to hotels.com, hook yourself up, get a room. Anything you out there. Biggs, he finna go out and party with some special girl. He may need a room. Go to SamShowNation.com, click that link, save a couple dollars. Also, speaking of saving a couple dollars, one of the major supporters of the podcast, we have to go with PetSmart. PetSmart for the month of October is National Pet... Shut up. It's National Pet Month. I'm trying to do this shit off the top of my head. It's National Pet Month. Order all your pet supplies, products, and anything else you got from SamShowNation.com. Click the link. Anything over $49 is $5 shipping. We take the rest of it. Anybody else? We'll pay for their shipping. Amazon, shit. Amazon. Fuck that. All right, look, let's face it. Y'all gonna go to Amazon anyway. Y'all gonna buy whatever the fuck y'all gonna buy. Oh, Amazon, let us cuss. Y'all gonna buy whatever the fuck y'all gonna buy. What is that, whack-ass Rick Ross CD? Or whatever you was gonna buy on Amazon. The only thing we ask, if y'all go to SamShowNation.com, click the link, and buy whatever the hell you was gonna buy. Shop as you normally would. Y'all get y'all whatever y'all bought, your Rick Ross CD, Wiz Khalifa, or whatever you like. We get a small percentage. It's win fucking win. And we get a chance to make this a free podcast. We ain't charge y'all for a goddamn thing. And thank y'all for going to Amazon. Keep supporting the podcast. See? Painless. Painless.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to GV Basketball.
You know what, man? I did this shit with Ike. Oh, by the way, do your girl know Ike? That's a good move. Yeah, that's a good move. That's a good move. You keep her so fucking away from Ike. Myself. You keep her away from me, too. Keep her away from me. Not like I don't steal her or anything like this. I am going to just say shit about you. I'm not. I'm creepy now. The shit I do now, it's so fetishy. No. That's the tip of the iceberg. That is the tip of the iceberg. Something is... I'm going to say shit. I'm going to scare it. I'm going to fuck it up for Biggs. And I don't want to do that. Biggs all right. But now we have the shout-out portion of the show. Go on here. We got a couple minutes. We're about to end this shit. We only got like 5 minutes left. Biggs, go. Bree, fuck. Go ahead, man. You want to throw some shout-outs real quick?
Oh, yeah. Shout-out to my followers on Twitter, man. Hit me up. At Will Jr. Grind 247. Hit me up. I need new followers, baby. I'm always talking the real horse. I'm going to turn it over to my man's Ty.
Biggs. What you got, guy?
Your boy T Biggs. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram now. T Biggs 313. That's Biggs with two G's and S. 313. Shout out to everybody on the west side of Detroit and the east side, too. 7 Mile Down. You know how we do it. Shout out to my Grand Valley team, Grand Valley State Basketball. We about to win it this year. Number 21, that's me. You know what I'm saying? We about to do it real big.
Get you to the playoffs, goddammit. They'll get you to the playoffs.
Go to our website, gvsulakers.com, and you can check out our schedules, find out our games. We be in Detroit or be in the city near you.
Hey. Appreciate that. And as always, you can hit me up, samshownation.com. Or SamShow11 on Twitter. It's always fun fucking with Biggs. Always is. Biggs has been a stranger to the shit. I'm just turning it down. Biggs is no stranger to the show. We miss him. I'm glad he's doing good. I'm glad his number... We have to say that shit. We really don't miss this motherfucker. I mean... We'll edit that shit out. We talked for almost an hour, but... Biggs, that's my man. I'm glad he's doing good. I'm glad he gave us an hour of his time to sit down and kick it with us. And keep, you know what, fuck it. Keep sending them letters, random hoes who got questions for Biggs. Please keep sending it to justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. No G in talking, justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. And in the subject line, random hoe for Biggs. I want to see how many questions I get. Random hoe questions for Biggs. And when this shit stopped being so special... We just give them all the bigs, man. Other than that, man, I guess I'll see y'all next week. We out.
Killer.